Hi, good morning. As many of you may know, Brother Joe Sun shared with us the youth in the evenings.
大家都知道，應該知道係 Joe Sun 弟兄係同我哋年青人嚟分享。
And the first evening, he started with a verse from Philippians 1:6.
係喺下午嘅時候，佢首先係同我哋分享腓立比書第一章第六節。
And it says, For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
第腓立比書第一章第六節嗰度話，我深信那在你們心裏動了善功的，必成全這功，直到耶穌基督的日子。
Yeah, so this was the verse that he started with.
這個就是他開頭對我們讀的一句經節。
And I experienced the Lord during this conference, andit was during the first group sharing time.
在特會裏面經歷到主，特別是第一個小組的時候。
And as everyone was sharing, inside I thought to myself that I was comparing myself with others. I was like, my sharing is not as deep or spiritual as others.
當我分享的時候，我就覺得，原來我自己一路在這裡同別人嘅分享，同別人一路喺度作比較，覺得自己嘅分享唔夠深。
Compared to theirs, my sharing seemed to be very shallow or on the surface.
覺得係我自己嘅分享咧，比起別人嚟講係比較膚淺。
And that afternoon, I was walking back to my cabin, and I pulled up some past note entries on my phone.
嗰一個下午我就行返去住宿嘅地方嘅時候，我就睇一睇個電話有一啲嘅筆記。
And they were entries of how I had experienced the Lord.
嗰啲筆記呢就記載咗我點樣係經歷主。
And as I was reading through them, they were very encouraging. And it showed me how I had known the Lord in my life.
當我一路讀嘅時候，我就覺得非常之被鼓勵。就發覺哇，原來主，我同主，主喺我生命當中係經歷咗許多許多。
And at that moment, God told me that He works in me personally.
喺一嗰一刻，主就對我講，原來主係喺我生命，喺我嘅個人生命裏邊嚟作工。
And I was sorry that I had compared myself to others.
我就覺得係唔應該同別嘅弟兄姊妹嚟作比較。
God told me that He is my personal Savior, and that He works in me the way He knows, and He knows me personally.
神主係作我個人，我個人嘅救主，佢亦都喺我嘅身上對待我，就住我嘅所事嚟對待我。
And so, when Brother Ed Miller, on the third morning, he shared from the passage of Lazarus and Mary and Martha.
喺Ed Miller 弟兄第三堂聚會嘅時候，講到關於拉撒路復活嘅時候。
He said that Jesus deals with us as we are and where we are to bring us to the place we need to be.
主耶穌對待我哋係就著我哋喺邊個情況裏邊，就著我哋嘅所事，亦都嚟帶領我哋去到佢所要我哋去到嘅地方。
And so this is how the Lord spoke to me, and that He reminded me that He is my personal Savior.
呢一點就係主對我所說嘅話，佢係我個人嘅救主。
That's my sharing.
就我分享到呢度。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
I'll be sharing on my experience with service over winter conference.
会同大家弟兄姊妹分享关于喺冬令会里面嘅服事上面嘅学习。
I was asked about a week before winter conference by Brother William if I was willing to hymn lead for the youth in the evening.
咁我喺冬令会之前一个星期就William 弟兄问我可唔可以喺冬令会晚上嘅聚会嘅时候去领诗。
I said yes, of course. I wasn't going to decline.
咁我就好爽快嘅，就當然我唔會拒絕你嘅。
But for the past couple of weeks, I was in kind of a spiritual low.
但係喺過去幾個星期我嘅靈性佢係喺一個低點下面。
I hadn't been reading the Bible for a couple weeks.
咁我有幾個星期冇睇聖經啦。
And I hadn't really been praying or, really trying to get to know the Lord more.
咁我亦都冇去喺主面前祈禱，亦都冇去去認識主。
My faith had been more superficial, and I hadn't wanted to get a personal relationship with Christ.
咁我嘅信都係喺好表面嘅。
But as I was reading through Philippians, preparing for Brother Joe's messages,
但係當我去讀腓立比書，為著Joe嘅信息預備嘅時候
，I came across Philippians 3:7-8.
咁我就嚟到腓立比書第三章第七同第八節。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
只是我以前以為與我有益的，我現在因基督都當作有損的。不但如此，我也將萬事當作有損的，因為以認識我主耶穌基督為至寶，我為他已經丟棄萬事，看作糞土，為要得著基督。
This was really a conviction for me because I had recently been more considering the worldly accomplishments I had.
咁呢兩節聖經實在係找住我因為過去一段日子我不斷嘅去思想我喺地上所得到嘅成就。
And when I read this passage, I thought of the song "Knowing You."
咁當我去讀呢兩節嘅經文嘅時候，我就想起呢首詩歌認識你。
And it just so happens that Brother Joe also shared about in his first message about knowing Christ.
咁好巧合嘅Joe 弟兄第一堂嘅信息就交通到要認識基督。
He shared with us how Paul's goal was to know Christ.
佢交通到保罗嗰个目标就係要認識基督。
And Paul was a great Hebrew, great Pharisee, one of the Hebrews of Hebrews.
咁保罗自己係一个好伟大嘅希伯来人，佢亦都係一个好大嘅法利赛人，佢係好有学识嘅。
But when Paul met Christ on the road to Damascus, all his worldly accomplishments fell away.
但係当保罗喺大马色嘅路上遇到基督嘅时候，佢从前佢以为好骄傲嘅地上嘅成就，完全就觉得系冇意思。
Things of his self disappeared in Christ being shown in his life.
佢自己拥有嘅喺基督面前就慢慢嘅嚟去变得逊色。
He counted everything lost for the sake of Christ.
佢为要认识基督看万事为粪土。
And as Brother Ed was also sharing about resurrection,
咁Ed 弟兄亦都交通到呢个复活嘅生命。
He was sharing about how our self life should die.
佢交通到我哋嗰个己要点样去死。
And going forward, this has been a great conviction for me.
实在系嚟紧呢段日子呢啲嘅交通实在系找住我嘅心。
And I found myself wanting to know Christ a lot more.
我发现我自己系更加嘅渴求能够认识更多基督。
And for the first time, I've really enjoyed reading the Word.
咁第一次喺我一生里面，我发现我自己好享受去读主嘅话。
That'll end my share.
我交通就停喺呢度。
感謝神。
I thank God.
俾我一次機會有參加今年嘅冬令會。
He allowed me another opportunity to attend the winter conference this past year.
冬令會嗰個信息好多。
There are many messages during the conference.
但我只係交通聽到孫國鐸弟兄講約翰福音十四章十六節關於圣灵嗰个信息。
I only focus on the sharing from Brother Sun in Gospel according to John chapter 14 verse 16, the messages on the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音十四章十六节嗰度， 我读出来唔使大家揾啦。
read it for you。
就主耶稣自己要求父就另外赐给你们一位保卫师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。
That is, and I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth.
孙弟兄呢，佢俾我哋嗰个思考嘅题目，第一堂呢，
the first message that Brother Sun allowed for us to meditate on,
就是另一位保卫师引进神的内住。
That is, this another comforter will lead us, will lead into the indwelling of the another comforter.
所以呢，我们就看到这个另一位保卫师，
it will show us then this another comforter,
为什么称圣灵为另一位保卫师呢？
Why then is he called another comforter?
我哋知唔知道呢？
Do we realize that?
原来呢，就是主耶稣又是保卫师。
That is because our Lord Jesus himself is a comforter.
所以他求父另外赐一位保卫师。
So he prays to the Father to send another comforter.
这个是记载在约翰一书第二章第一节。
This is recorded in 1 John chapter 2 verse 1.
下半段嗰度，我读俾大家听。
It is in the second half.
在父那里，我们有一位保中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
In the English translation, there it says that in the Father there is a advocate, which is the righteous that is used in the Comforter.
中文嘅翻译咧就系中保，但咧就系一个保卫。是一个帮助者这个意思来的。
In the Chinese translation is translated as a mediator advocate, but the original text, he is our patron who aids us, who helps us.
既然耶稣也是保卫师，圣灵又是另一位保卫师，那这两位保卫师有什么不同呢？
Now, since the Lord Jesus himself is a comforter and the Holy Spirit is a comforter, what is the difference between the both?
咁孙弟兄咧就同我哋即系讲呢个两位保卫师咧，佢哋嘅性工作嘅性质同埋目的都系一样噶。
Brother Sun share with us, in fact, the nature and the purpose of both these comforters, they are the same.
但佢哋嘅工作方法就唔同。
But the way in which they both work differs.
咁主耶稣我哋就知道啦，就唔使多讲啦，大家都知道主耶稣做到乜嘢啦。咁另一位保卫师咧，佢嘅特别，佢嘅工作方法系咩咧
？Now the work of our Lord as the Comforter, we all know, so I don't need to spend time to go through that. But what is the uniqueness of the work of another Comforter, the Holy Spirit?
讲个相同嘅啦，相同咧就是、主耶稣同埋圣灵都系真理。
Now just to expand a little bit on the sameness, the oneness of both the Comforter's work. They are both the truth.
都是被父神差遣的。
They're both sent of God the Father.
所以他们都是中保，都是帮助我们的，又是代求者。
They are both our patron who helps us, aids us, and they are also our intercessor.
那另一位保卫师的特性呢，就是第一呢，是从我们里面作工的。
Now for the uniqueness of this another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, first is that he indwells within us and he works within us.
就当我们信耶稣的时候呢，我们是被圣灵感动，我们心里面觉得主耶稣爱我们，又可以保血洗净我们的罪，那我们先会信耶稣，是圣灵在我们心里面作工。
That is, even when we first believe in the Lord, it is the Holy Spirit's work within us that moves us, that shows us that God loves us and that his precious blood cleanses of our sins. So it's the first, the working of the Holy Spirit within our hearts.
圣灵又使我们明白神的心意。
The Holy Spirit also allows for us to know the heart of God.
又使我们想起主耶稣在世界上面所讲的话。
So that we will call to remembrance all the words of our Lord Jesus when he spoke on earth.
叫我哋能够顺服神嘅旨意，行喺神嗰个旨意嘅嗰个路上边。
So that we may submit to the will of God the Father and walk in truth.
呢个就系要我哋喺呢个属灵嘅实际里边嘅生活，要活得出嚟。
In other words, it is in the spiritual reality that we're able to practically live this out in our spiritual life.
第二个特点咧就话，佢系永远住喺我哋里边。
Now, the second uniqueness of the Holy Spirit as another comforter, He abides within us forever.
又唔会离开。
He shall not depart.
又唔受时间空间嘅限制。
He is not confined by space and time.
第三咧就系圣灵系被差遣嘅，系为咗要建造基督嘅身体，就系教会。
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit was sent, that is to build. The church, that is the church of God, the body of Christ.
当主耶稣升天之后，五旬节。
Now when Jesus ascended on high and on the day of Pentecost.
圣灵降临啦。
When the Holy Spirit came down.
咁我啲信徒咧就被圣灵充满。
And all the believers, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
呢个圣灵嘅充满。圣灵降临就系为目的，就为咗建造教会。
And the filling of the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon them was in order for the church to be built.
所以我哋今日咧就系活喺呢个圣灵嘅内住嘅里边。
Therefore, today we live in a time where we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
系一个新嘅时代。
It is a new generation.
咁我哋。怎样感觉到有圣灵与我们内住呢？
Now, how do we sense the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us?
如果我们有主耶稣生命的，
If we have the life of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就会感觉得到。
We will feel it.
但是呢，圣灵在我们的内住呢，它的声音是很柔细的。
But the voice of the indwelling Holy Spirit is very tender and soft.
如果我哋常常亲近神啊，我哋读经祷告啊，同神有好好嘅交通咧，你就好容易听到圣灵喺我哋里边嗰个引导嘅声音。
If we draw close to God and often read His words and pray and have fellowship with Him, it is easier for us than to hear His soft, tender voice as He guides us.
如果我哋粗心大意，或者我哋嘅心里边根本都唔系想住神嘅事，想住世界嘅事。咁你就冇办法听到嗰个声音啦。
If we are those who are careless and we are not mindful of the matters of God and only mindful of the matters of this world, then it will become more difficult for us to hear the voice of God.
有时候咧系听到，但系我哋又里边唔顺服。
And at times we do hear His voice, but yet we do not obey.
唔会体贴圣灵。
We are not mindful of the Holy Spirit.
咁慢慢又会个声音又。你就听就感觉唔到啦。
Then gradually we would not be able, seemingly to sense His voice.
咁你就会走错路。
Then we may go on go astray.
按照我哋自己嘅意思啦，你唔系按住圣灵嘅引导咧，靠着我哋自己嗰个所谓嘅聪明智慧嚟到行事咧，一定会错嘅。
Then we will walk according to our own way and not the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we will try to figure things out on our own wisdom and our own our own wits.
所以我今次主要就是即再一次俾我就清楚知道圣灵嗰个内住嗰个工作系对我哋有好大嘅影响，好重要。
It reminds me of the great impact of indwelling of the Holy Spirit and His work upon us. It's very important.
但系关键咧就系话圣灵系内住喺我哋，我哋嘅态度系点样咧？是信服啊，还是不信服啊？是听啊，还是不听呢？
But the key is, since the Holy Spirit indwells us, are we those who will obey or disobey? Are we those who are willing to hearken, or are we those who are not willing to submit?
我们时都会在软弱的当中就不会注意圣灵那个引导，那个声音是怎样。总之我喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
Many a times we are weak and we are not mindful of the voice of the Holy Spirit and we do as we want.
这样就使到圣灵担忧了。
In this way, we will grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以以弗所书嗰度话，不要叫圣灵担忧。
So in Ephesians it reminds us not to grieve the Spirit.
因为我哋唔听圣灵嘅话，咁我哋做错咗事，佢就担圣灵就担忧啦。
When we do not obey the Holy Spirit and we do things wrong, we will grieve the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临嗰个目的系为咗要建造教会。
The coming of the Holy Spirit is in order to build the church.
神又按着各人嗰个恩赐嗰、那个。恩赐按照我哋各人嘅情况赐俾我哋唔同嘅恩赐。
And according to each of our circumstances, God will give each one of us gifts, and He will grant it as He wills.
呢个恩赐又系为咗要建造教会噶。
And such gifts is also for the building, for the edification of the church.
所以我希望喺新一年里边，我哋教会同心合意嘅嚟到兴旺福音。
So I hope in this new year that together in one heart that we will be zealous for the prospering of the gospel.
用神赐俾我哋嗰个恩赐嚟到服侍神。
So that we may serve God according to the gift which He has given each one of us.
使到教会能够成长，成为基督长成嘅身量。
So that it will be for the edifying of the church until the full measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
主耶稣真系快翻嚟啦。
Our Lord Jesus will quickly return.
让我哋准备好去迎见爱我哋嘅主。
And may we all prepare well to meet our Lord who loves us.
我交通就喺呢度。
I end my sharing here.
我哋交通嘅时候咧，就盼望大家翻去未听嘅翻去听吓。我哋交通我哋得着边点，咁就可以善用时间。
There's a great deal of messages to be shared.
Hope that as we share, we just touch upon the points that that we have gained from the message. And we encourage those who did not listen to the messages to return home and then listen to it.
如果你去咗冬令会咧，其实嗰啲说话咧，一次讲我哋都漏好多嘅，翻去再听系有益处。
Even for those who have gone and attended the conference, you know, it's because it's so rich in terms of the content, and so it's we encourage for you to return home and listen to the messages again.
而且咧，我翻嚟咧，我再听嘅时候咧，我又发觉咧，我喺冬令会里边得着嘅咧。比我喺錄音帶上邊聽嘅多好多。
I realize that as I listen to the messages again this week, I realize that what I gained during the message, actually during the conference, actually was more than what I just can see from the listening to it again.
因為咧與眾聖徒同在，有主嘅聖靈同在咧，係豐富好多嘅嚇。
Because the richness comes the richness of it comes from the fact that we were together with the saints and that our Lord was revealing Himself to us at that time firsthand.
我哋嚟睇一次嘅聖經。
Let's turn to a passage in the Bible now.
約翰二書第一節。
We're going to turn to 2 John.
第一節同埋第二節。
Verses 1 and 2.
約翰二書
The second epistle of John.
一章一節到二節。
Verses 1 and 2.
作長老的寫信給蒙揀選的太太和他的兒女，就是我誠心所愛的。不但我愛，也是一切知道真理之人所愛的。愛你們是為真理的緣故，這真理存在我們裡面，也必永遠與我們同在。
The elder of the chosen lady...and her children whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, for the sake of the truth which abides in us and will abide with us forever.
这里讲到呢、这个老约翰写信，按着字面讲，写信给一位太太。
So it tells us about the, John the Elder, who has now written a letter to a chosen lady.
同埋他的儿女。
And her children.
他说是我诚心所爱。
Whom I love in truth, he describes.
我哋好少写信俾人哋个太太，话我爱人哋个太太啊嘛。
It's very seldom that we write to any lady and say, I love you, lady.
如果你想寫信呢，可能有啲trouble跟住嚟啊。
Because if you write like that, there will probably be some consequences and troubles that to come.
但我哋知道呢，呢度所講嘅愛呢，係弟兄姊妹嘅愛。
But we know that the love that's described here is the love of the brethren in the Lord.
超越咗人所諗嘅呢啲男女嘅愛係咪？
Which surpasses the love that can be shared between any man and any woman.
所以好多唔識聖經嘅人，佢嚟到讀呢個大衛愛約拿單，佢就讀出嗰啲人嗰啲污糟邋遢嗰啲污穢思想。
So when those who are not in the Lord read things like that David loves Delilah, that Jonathan loves David. They describe secular immorality.
今次我哋去特會咧，我哋睇見呢啲講員啊，第一次聽呢個 Ed Miller 弟兄交通，好多弟兄姊妹都一方面感恩啦，一方面咧新發一個心愛呢個弟兄啊。
And so at this conference we heard from the speakers, but one of the speakers was Brother Ed Miller. So he's a brother that's new to us. We've never heard him before. But from the conference, interaction with him in the conference, many of us have developed a love for our brother.
我哋爱佢系因为真理嘅缘故。
But we love him because of the truth.
超越咗地上边人所思想嘅呢一切。
Which surpasses anything that comes to mind in this world.
亦都系睇见基督嘅生命。 喺一個人嘅身上邊嚟到活出嚟嘅美麗
And we also are able to see the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ as lived out in an individual.
因此我就係如此嘅嚟到相交。
And so because of this, that we're able to enter into fellowship.
呢個弟兄佢交通嘅同佢嘅生命係連結嘅。
This particular brother, the things that he shared are intimately related to his very life.
1965年，主嚟到摸到佢嘅棺材。
And he told us that in 1965, the Lord was able to touch his coffin.
我相信呢度所講到嘅唔係佢嘅得救。
I'm pretty sure that was not related to his personal salvation.
可能唔係。
Likely not related to his personal salvation.
佢又交通到拉撒路嘅復活。
He shared in his message regarding the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
佢講到呢個復活同埋呢個生命，佢分開兩個階段嚟講，係嘛？
He separated two aspects, resurrection and life.
拉撒路出嚟，推開石頭出嚟。
Lazarus, come. And so that was Lazarus coming out from the tomb.
然後有人去解開。 这个裹尸布，他就起来行走。
And then others came and unwrapped the grave clothes that Lazarus had, and then he was able to come forth.
复活，同埋有生命起来行走，有啲系好近嘅，有啲系有一段时候。
To go from being raised from the dead, that's resurrection, and then to having life. Now, some of that is very closely related to one another in terms of this space and time, but also it could be separated out quite with a lot of space and time.
在他身上，他说他就是什么？延迟了七年，他的复活和他起来是七年。
And what did our brother describe his own resurrection life? He told us that it took 7 years.
他说初信的人呢，我们的祷告遇到难处呢。 我哋所認識我嘅主咧，係 preventer， 係求主嚟救我脱離患難嘅。
And so he shared with us that oftentimes when we first come to know the Lord, we know him only as a preventer. We pray to him to ask him to lead us away or to prevent things from happening to us.
我哋信主攞一點咧，我哋求主嚟喺患難當中嚟保守我哋，係一個 keeper。
But after we've come to know the Lord for a period of time, as we mature, then our prayer changes to that asking for the Lord to be the one to keep us. So to keep us even in the midst of trouble or in the midst of dire circumstances.
再耐一點呢,如果我有長進的時候呢,主唔係叫我哋去問點解呢事情會發生喺我身上。
And then as we continue to grow and mature, then our questions then our prayers to the Lord no longer is focused on questions such as, Lord, why is this happening to me?
佢裏邊嘅呢個人裏邊嘅禱告咧，就係父啊，願你個名得榮耀。
Instead, the prayer that we offer up with in the middle of that dire circumstances or difficult circumstances would be, Lord, may you be glorified.
Glorify thy name.
We glorify thy name.
咁佢就交通到人生嘅裏邊，佢而家嚟到嘅第四個嘅季節。
And so then he continued to share with us, and he says that he's come to his fourth season in life.
我而家喺難處嘅裏面，就係佢嘅太太身體都唔好，去照顧太太。And
so he related the story, the circumstances to us of how his wife is actually gravely ill.
甚至乎佢話，到嗰陣時我老，或者我有呢個腦退化病。
And he says that perhaps one day I will be stricken with dementia.
走向人生嘅最後一個階段，會有病痛衰老。
And as we continue forward into the latter stages of life, I will encounter pain and suffering.
佢話父啊，甚至乎喺呢個腦退化裏邊，叫你嘅名得榮耀啊。
But his prayer is that God, and even in the midst, even with the advent of the dementia, may your name be glorified.
佢唔係話佢而家有，即係如果係有嘅話，佢都係願主喺呢啲當中叫佢嘅名得榮耀。
So he's not stricken with dementia at this point, but he's saying that if it comes to that, then that will be his prayer.
所以呢個弟兄裏邊佢所交通嘅。 同佢嘅生命咧係有，佢係用佢嘅生命嚟到交通呢啲嘅信息啊。So
we see that our brother, his sharing stems from his life.
還有佢就講到佢點樣照顧佢嘅 stepfather， 佢個繼父定佢太太繼父，我唔記得嚇。And
he also shared with us about how he had to take care of his elderly stepfather.
同埋屋企一啲嘅老人家。
And other elderly in the family.
呢個都係喺我哋人生嘅裏邊睇見一個咁嘅見證人嚇，喺好似喺嗰度嚟到睇一個主嘅見證人喺嗰度。
And we're able to see and identify a witness for the Lord. In his story.
但係咧，我哋藉住呢啲嘅信息，呢啲嘅見證，我哋睇見咧，主嘅道咧係可以活出嚟嘅。
But at the same time, from his testimony, we can see that the very word of the Lord is lived out.
係活嘅。
That the Lord's word is alive.
呢個係第一點嚇，第二點我交通嚇。
This is my second point.
呢個第一點，第二點。
This is the first of two points.
我靈歲嘅得著咁喺呢個孫弟兄同埋呢個 Miller 弟兄裏邊都教佢兩個都話孫弟兄交通到好長，點樣讀聖經
？My brother's son shared at great length of how to read the Bible.
大家記得嘛？佢去問呢個點讀，佢問嗰個點讀。
Remember how he recounted how he asked this individual, "How do you read the Bible?" He asked that individual, "How do you read the Bible?"
Miller 弟兄咧冇直接。 教我又點讀聖經
？Now, Brother Miller did not explicitly tell us how to read the Bible.
但係咧，你聽佢嘅交通咧，你知道呢個一個會讀聖經嘅人。
But just from listening to his messages, you know that this is an individual who knows how to read the Bible.
其實咧，兩個弟兄都係教識我一件嘅事情。
Now, both brothers have come and have taught us something.
弟兄記唔記得佢講啊？就係聖靈靠著聖靈先能夠催活神嘅話。
If you remember, if you recall Brother Miller's sharing, he says that it's only by the Holy Spirit who is able to blow life into us.
God's word.
Into God's word.
孫弟兄後來他得著那個竅決呢，然後有些人是死背，死背是好的，但還要加上一點，不是說不好背，對吧？但你只是死背呢都不得的。
And our brother Godwin, how he shared that part of his journey of learning was that individuals encouraged for him to memorize the word and then to be able to recite the word. So it's a good thing. It's good for us to memorize the word and be able to recite it. But he says that after he had learned that, then there was a secret key.
因为呢法利赛人都是死背的哈。
Because don't forget, even the Pharisees were able to recite the law.
啊，但是呢他说要明白。
So he shared with us then the key was that we had to have an understanding. We have to know the word.
有什么能够叫我们明白神的话呢？
But what can cause us to come to know the word of God?
啊，必须是圣灵开我们的眼睛。
Only when the Holy Spirit opens our inner eyes.
啊，慢慢我听完他的交通我就回来再哇，现在我读着腓立比书，我应该去再读腓立比书啊。
And so by having that understanding or hearing their testimony, then I came home and I thought, well, right now we're studying the book of Philippians in general in our Bible studies. Yes, we should really study the book of Philippians.
啊，我哋听完呢啲弟兄们咁交通咧，我哋发觉我哋以前好识福音书啊，但系听完佢之后咧，原来发觉我哋原来唔识嘅。
Prior to hearing our brothers sharing, We can think of ourselves as being knowledgeable about the gospel, the words that are contained in the gospel. But after hearing them, we realize, oh, we don't know as much as we thought we knew.
是不是啊？我们里面如果新发个心，哎呀，我回来，如果我们或者星期五晚我们读福音书，我再来读福音书，靠着圣灵开启我们的眼睛。
So now we're equipped with the encouragement to get back into the gospel books. Just as even though we're studying the gospels in on Friday evenings, but that's an encouragement for us to get back into it and reread and study the Bible, the gospels.
啊，书信包括腓立比书咧，比福音书仲难读。
But then when we come to the epistles, the various epistles, including Philippians. There is at a different level in terms of knowledge and understanding.
因为福音书呢有故事，书信里边冇故事。
Because contained in the Gospels are snippets of stories that we can go read, but in the epistles there aren't stories that's listed out for us to read.
必须圣灵开启我哋嘅眼睛。
It requires for the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes in order for us to see.
因为呢字句叫人死。
Because the letter of the law kills.
啊，正义叫人活。
It's a spirit that enlivens and gives us life.
圣经咧，好似我有啲咁嘅感觉。圣经咧，我哋就咁去读嘅时候咧，佢好似一幅两维嘅图画 ，two dimension.
So when we read the Bible, to me, what I my take from it is that the Bible is like a two-dimensional work.
系啊，喺里边咧隐藏好多嘢。
There's a lot of things that are hidden in it.
啊，但如果圣灵嚟到将佢摧毁嘅时候咧
，But when the Holy Spirit comes and blows life into those words,
你就发觉原来唔系一幅两维嘅图画。
So then you realize it's no longer a two-dimensional picture that we see.
啊，原来咧系三维嘅，系会喐嘅。
But rather, in reality, it's a three-dimensional picture that we see. It's something that's alive. It moves.
啊，你嚟到读腓立比书咧。举例子
，For example, if we read Philippians,
啊，你睇见好似保罗喺度讲话
，It seems as if Paul is the speaker.
啊，但系咧，你在圣灵将我哋开启嘅时候
，But when the Holy Spirit opens our inner eyes,
你睇见唔系保罗喺度讲话
，We recognize that it's not Paul who is the speaker.
啊，乃系圣灵基督嘅生命活喺保罗嘅里面嚟到发挥出嚟
，But rather
发表出嚟。
Is rather the Holy Spirit from the life of Christ which dwells in Paul's that opens up the secrets to what he's writing.
一啲好似保罗喺度讲，但系咧系圣灵喺嗰度讲话。
It's Paul that's speaking, but it's really the Holy Spirit who is speaking through him.
啊， 或者咁樣，想大家可以咁去體會一下嚇。
And so we put it in this particular way, perhaps they'll give us a new understanding.
我交通係咁得。
I'll end my sharing here.
I won't repeat the message on the pulpit. Brothers and sisters can listen for yourself.
咁我哋知道，早上 Ed Miller 弟兄讲嘅系复活嘅生命。
Now we realize the topic of Brother Ed Miller's messages in the morning is the resurrected life.
咁佢喺讲之前，佢就讲到对于复活嘅生命咧，死系嗰个起头。
Now our brother Sher at the beginning is actually death is only the beginning of this resurrected life.
咁我哋经常犯一个错误就系死系目标啊。
An error that we often would happen to us is we think death is the goal.
我哋好努力咁样去死。
We strive diligently to die.
其实就已经死咗噶啦。
But in fact, we already died.
咁既然死唔系目标，咁我谂咁目标系咩咧？
If death is not the goal, then what is the goal?
咁弟兄其实想讲俾我听，活就系嗰个目标。
In fact, our brother is sharing. He's trying to tell us is that life, resurrected life, is the goal.
呢个活唔系为你自己活，系为神活。
Now this living is not to live for yourself, but to live for God.
呢个系我哋喺世上生存嘅目标。
And this is the goal of our life in this world.
而呢个目标嘅达成咧，就系为咗神嘅目标能够达到。
And in order for this goal to be obtained, it is only by the goal of God.
唔係嘅意思係，係啦 ，yeah。
This is actually the goal of God for us to obtain this.
嚇，即係我哋呢個活嘅目標，為神活嘅呢個目標能夠達到，就會引進神嗰個個目標嘅達到。
In other words, achieving of this goal of living for God will bring about the goal of God being accomplished.
因為神嘅目標就係要將基督彰顯出嚟。
Because the goal of God is to manifest Christ.
要藉著我哋為神活呢件嘅事情，將佢彰顯出嚟。
It is for us through our life to live for God to display Christ.
所以佢喺講嘅時候，佢引用咗羅馬書第六、第七章嘅一啲經節。
Therefore, when he shared, he used some of the verses in Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 7.
我哋知道喺罗马书嘅里边，如果我哋睇嘅话，罗马书第六章第七章吓。
If we look at Romans chapter 6 and 7,
佢讲到咧，我哋呢个死咧系讲到我哋旧人嘅死。
This death it speaks of the death of the old man.
所以佢讲话我哋嘅旧人与基督同钉十字架，罗马书六章六节啊。
Therefore he says in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, that we have been crucified with Christ.
咁然后同时咧，我哋又与基督同活。
At the same time, we are also made alive together with Christ.
所以而家活着喺我哋里面嘅就是基督。
Therefore, it is Christ who lives in us today.
咁罗马书同时讲到咧，我哋呢个死咧系向罪死。
And in Romans, it tells us this death is that we die to sin.
系啦，活咧就系向神活。
But that we live unto God.
咁佢亦都即系罗马书里边亦都好。解釋到啊，咁呢個向罪死係乜嘢？點死啊
？And in Romans, it also explains to us what it means to die to sin and how to die.
所以佢講到就話向罪死咧，你就係不容罪喺身上作王。羅馬書六章十三節。
And also in Romans chapter 6, verse 13, there it says that we neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin.
係啦，並且係不順從身子嘅私欲。
And not to you yourselves as instruments of to your lust of your body.
系啊，肢体唔作不义嘅器具。
That we ought not to have our members as instruments of unrighteousness.
啊，所以佢系解释咗向罪死系点样死法啦。
Therefore, he explains to us what it means to die to sin.
同时亦都讲到话向神活咧，就系作义嘅奴仆。
Also, he explains to us what does it mean.To yield ourselves unto God, it is our members of our bodies as instruments of righteousness unto God.
向神活嘅人咧，佢嘅肢体系作义嘅器具。
and those who yield ourselves to God, the members of our bodies are instruments of righteousness to Him.
罪咧就唔能够作我哋嘅主。
And sin shall not have dominion over us.
所以当我哋睇罗马书嘅时候，我哋都好似知道咗与基督同死同活呢一件嘅事情啊。
It seems like when we read the book of Romans, we know well how to die and live with Christ.
我亦都可以同你讲，呢一个系一个事实。
And I can also tell you this in fact is a truth.
是一个已经成就了的事实。
This is a truth that has already been completed.
Reality.
It's a reality that has already been accomplished.
问题是什么呢？我们没办法将这个事实活出来。
The fact is that we cannot live out this reality.
但是好感谢主，我哋成日讲啊，我冇能力啊，我冇办法啦。
Many times we say, "Oh, I'm weak and I have no way."
但系感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
佢将呢个能力赐咗俾我哋。
He has given us the strength.
点样赐咧
？How did he give to us?
就系藉着呢一个生命赐咗俾我哋。
And it's through the
呢个能力咧，系大到点啊？系能够胜过死亡。
And what about this life? This life is so powerful that it overcomes death.
祂赐给我们的是一个得胜的生命。
This life which He has given unto us is an overcoming life.
所以当弟兄用了在福音书里面三个死而复活的事例。
Therefore, when our brother uses in the Gospels three stories, recordings of this risen from the dead,
祂讲到这三个神迹的时候，
When he shared about these three miracles,
他提过他说死亡呢是人类没办法解决的一个问题。
He shared with us that death is an issue that man, this world cannot solve.
但我们的主解决了。
But our Lord, he took care of this.
既然最难的问题主都能够解决。
And if our Lord is able to solve the most difficult hardship in this world,
那这些什么己啊、世界啊、撒旦啊，呢啲根本就不在话下啦。
Then the self, the world, Satan, they're actually beneath that.
咁所以如果我哋咁样睇嘅话，我哋就系知道。
If we look at it this way, then we will know.
主已经胜过一切，呢个系一个事实。
The Lord has overcome all, and that is the reality.
我哋与佢同死同活，亦都系一个事实。
The reality is also that we have died and made alive together with Him.
咁当然你话啊喺实际嘅里边，我哋都好似做唔到噶嘛。
But practically, then you say, then oh, it doesn't seem like I'm able to do this.
主想讲俾我哋听嘅系，我哋同佢同死同活，我哋系已经喺一个得胜嘅地位嘅上边。
But the Lord is saying that.To die together with him and made alive together with him, he has placed us in this position already.
我们既然有这个地位，我们就应该能够活得出一个得胜者的姿态出来。
If we have this position already, ought we not be able to live out the character of an overcomer?
但我们的活出来的好像一个战败者一样。
But yet, in fact, so many times, the life which we displayed is one who has been defeated.
咁究竟點樣才可以得勝呢？我諗好多人都好想知道。
Now perhaps the question all of us on our mind is how do I overcome that?
咁我哋知道，如果喺地上邊有一個人係常勝將軍。
Now if there is someone in this world who is always victorious.
咁如果我哋跟住佢嘅話咧，咁肯定會得喺佢嘅得勝裏邊有份啦嚇。
If we always follow this commander, this general who is always victorious, we partake then in the victory.
咁我哋亦都知道主就系嗰一个得胜将军。
We all know that it is our Lord Himself. He is the ever victorious general commander.
佢俾过我哋嗰个生命咧，就系得胜嘅生命。
And the life which He has given unto us is a victorious life.
咁所以换句话嚟讲，如果我哋跟住呢一个得胜嘅将军，跟住主呢个嘅元帅
，If then we follow our victorious Lord and this commander who overcame.
我哋跟住我哋里边得胜生命嘅嗰个感觉嚟到去行嘅话
，If we follow the guidance from within, the one who has overcome and we walk according to that,
我哋就应该可以得胜。
We ought then to be able to overcome.
咁当然喺事实嘅上边
，But in reality,
我哋好似冇跟随，点解咧
It does not seem like we have followed on. Why is that?
我哋好似明明知道跟住佢就会得胜啦，我哋都唔跟，点解咁蠢呢？
It seems so clear to us that if we just simply follow him, we will overcome. Why is it then we are not willing to?
因为跟随佢要付代价嘛。
Because to follow him is a price that we must pay.
我哋知道跟随佢会得胜，但要付代价，咁又要谂谂喎。
We know that it's simple to follow him to have to enjoy the victory, but yet there's a cost in following him.
因为我哋唔愿意付呢个代价。
Then we have to give a second thought because we are unwilling to pay this price.
Ed Mueller 弟兄喺中午嘅时候，佢咪作咗佢自己一个个人嘅见证吓。
Now in the afternoon time, Brother Ed Mueller gave a personal testimony.
好吸引吓。
It's very captivating.
因为好戏剧性嘅，我觉得吓。
Because it seems very dramatic.
仲精彩过啲电视剧。
It seems to be even more dramatic than the TV episodes.
即系除咗呢样嘢，即系除咗佢咁精彩之外吓。
Aside from how dramatic it may seem.
我从佢呢个见证里面仲睇到，其实弟兄就系嗰个顺服神、跟随圣灵带领嘅一个嘅好好嘅一个榜样。
I see from his testimony, it is a good example of those who are ones who obey the Holy Spirit and follow the guidance of God.
如果我哋听过嘅都知道吓，佢即系杀咗一个离天大荒啊！我哋讲吓。
Now, we know from hearing his testimony, he told a very big lie.
咁亦都因着呢一个谎言咧，佢啊名成利就啊！我哋话。
Now, of course, it seems like from this big lie, he received the benefits of this and received recognition and fame.
但有一日，圣灵嚟到感动佢，主摸着佢吓。
But one day the Holy Spirit moved him and the Lord touched him.
佢咧就要向人嚟到坦白佢以往嘅呢个见证咧，系一个谎言。
He had to come clean and tell others that this testimony which he has been sharing is in fact a big lie.
我哋都知道其实佢呢个坦白呢有一个好严重嘅后果，系嘛，佢自己都有讲到。
We can all realize, to come clean in his situation will come with its severe consequences, and he has shared about that.
因为佢可能会被神学院开除。
Perhaps, his thinking about, his actions, coming clean, he might be expelled from the seminary.
亦都有可能会离婚。
Perhaps it will lead to his divorce.
我觉得非常大的可能，他一生都贴住这个骗子的标签。
And I would believe that he would always be labeled as a liar, a cheater throughout his life.
如果从我们中国人讲下，我们中国人的话来讲，就是身败名裂。
Now to use a Chinese saying to describe this, then he will just his name will be shattered, and he has no more reputation at all, and he will lose everything.
妻离子散，前途尽毁。
And his family will be broken. He will lose his wife and his kids, his family, and his future is no more.
我唔知道当弟兄姊妹发生喺你身上，哇！原来呢件事我一坦白。我所有嘅一切都冇晒。
Now, if we are in the same situation, brothers and sisters, if we are ever in this scenario that by taking an action, we may lose all.
所以我哋知道佢呢个坦白唔系话认句错、道句歉咁样咁简单啊。
We know in his situation, it's not just simply admitting our error and saying sorry, and it's not as simple as that.
如果只是向人稍微低低头，咁有时我哋都做得到嘅。
Now sometimes we are able to just take a knee, bow our head a little bit, and just say sorry to someone. We're able to perhaps do that.
但系能唔能够好似弟兄咁样样，一个咁大嘅代价你都愿意付咧？系乜嘢都冇晒。
But if we are in the situation as our brother, are we willing to pay such a heavy cost that it possibly might cost our all?
用将自己的一切都来到放弃，就是为了顺服心里面圣灵的个带领。
That we would be willing to forsake even all in order to submit to the guidance within.
所以我们看到，虽然他是好像，我想没几多个人好像他那样，能够即是杀一个这么大的谎言。
Now perhaps there may be not many of us who would be able, willing, brave enough to tell such a big lie as he did.
但是经过这件事之后，神竟然继续用他。
But yet, even after such a grave situation, that God would still be able to use him.
我相信其中一个原因就是因为弟兄愿意为主放低他的一切。
And one of the reasons I believe is because our brother was willing at all cost to lay down himself.
所以当我们今天说为什么神用他又不用我的时候。
So if we question sometimes perhaps why is God able to use another and not me?
我们可能都要问一问自己，我们为神放低了什么东西。
Then perhaps we have to ask ourselves this question, what am I willing to lay down for God?
所以神是将那个复活的生命，那个得胜的生命是赐了给我们的。
So God has already given us that resurrected life, that victorious life.
但我们要跟从这个生命来到去走的话，是需要付代价的。
Now in order for us to follow this life, this victorious life, it will demand a price.
你不得胜是因为你不愿意顺服。里边嘅生命嘅感觉带领。
We do not overcome because we are not willing to submit to the guidance of life within us.
所以其实从始祖犯罪一直到今天。
Therefore, from the sin of our forefather until now.
一个非常非常重要嘅功课就系顺服。
A very, very important lesson is to obey.
头先 Simon 讲到读经吓。
Earlier, Simon mentioned about reading the Bible.
我们都有一个心话想读神的话。
We all have a heart that we want to read the Word of God.
但是读神的话都要付代价。
But in fact, even reading the Word of God will cost us something.
我们今天从小个到老的，读紧书的到退休的都说自己很忙。
Now, all of us, from young to old, in school, those who are retired, we all claim that we are extremely busy.
我们读经是需要放低我们自己一些东西，抽出时间来到去读。
But when we read the Bible, we have to lay down certain things and make the time to read His Word.
如果我们连这些代价都不愿意付的话，你怎可以期望你在神的话的上面能够明白呢？
If even at this cost, we are not willing to pay, how do we hope for that we would gain anything from His Word?
所以希望我们一起在主的面前，从今天开始，我们首先要有一个愿意付代价的心。
So, may it be that all of us in the Lord's presence, beginning with today, that we will first have this attitude, this desire to be willing to pay a price.
而且这个愿意不是只一句口头上面的话，也都不是只是成为一句口号。
And this willingness is not only with our lips or just become a slogan for us.
我们是需要有那个行为来到表明我们那个愿意的心。
But we have to follow on that willingness to manifest this willing heart that we have.
我们彼此一起勉励。
May we encourage one another.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
I have to be honest and wasn't really sure if I wanted to share this morning.
要对大家坦白，我今朝并冇想过一定要交通。
But the Lord had revealed Himself to me during this conference.
主实在系向我启示喺呢个特会当中。
I admit that I'm one that doesn't know how to read the Bible very well.
我承認我實在係唔識點樣讀聖經嘅一個人。
But I believe Brother Sun shared with us that it is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us.
但我實在相信係孫弟兄對我哋所講嘅係我哋內住嘅呢位聖靈。
That God would reveal His Word to us through His Holy Spirit.
藉著呢個聖靈，神就將佢自己嘅話向我哋嚟啟示打開。
And sometimes even when we have the fervor or the ability to read the word,
当我们有时心里面火热或者是觉得应该要 读圣经嘅。
It is truly by His grace that we are able to know Christ more in our lives.
但系实在系靠住佢嘅恩典，我哋能够喺生命当中嚟认识基督。
Not so much that we rely on our own understanding.
并非系我哋靠住我哋自己嘅头脑。
But we rely on the Spirit, Holy Spirit to reveal to us who Jesus is.
但系系实在系要需要靠着圣灵嚟嘅启示，向我哋启示耶稣基督。
I wish I was more versed in the Word of God.
我实在愿意系精通呢一本嘅圣经。
But God has placed a more simple understanding of His Word to me.
但系主亦都好恩待我，就系俾我有一个对圣经有一个简单嘅理解明白。
So our brother Miller on the very first day, he really his message captured my heart.
喺 Miller 弟兄第一堂嘅信息就已经主对我说话。
And he gave us three examples of three principles of a resurrected life.
佢俾我哋喺得胜嘅生复活嘅生命当中有三个嘅principle 原则。
And in Christ, we will see His grace, His compassion, and His resurrection.
喺基督里边，我哋会见到佢嘅恩典，会见到佢嘅怜悯，并且见到佢嘅复活。
And in His resurrection, we will see His redemptive power.
并且系会见到主因着呢个复活带出嚟嘅救赎嘅结果。
So as our sister shared earlier, you know, he gave us three examples of rising from the dead.
好似姊妹头先所交通嘅系有三个复活嘅神迹嘅例子。
And I'll only use those as examples.
我都愿意用嗰个嚟做例子。
The first example he had given us was in Luke 8.
第一个例子就喺《路加福音》第八章。
He spoke about the widow and her only son。
嗰一个寡妇同埋佢唯一嘅独生子。
Very encouraged by that particular example he gave us。
我系非常之被鼓励。
Now I don't necessarily want to relate it to exactly in a topic he spoke, but rather what the Lord revealed to me when He spoke it out.
主系点样嚟藉佢嘅交通对我嚟说话咧
？So I felt I was the son who was dead.
我就觉得我就系嗰个独生子死咗嗰一个。
And when He touched my coffin,
当主嚟用手摸我嘅棺材嘅时候
，I was awakened.
我就起嚟醒过嚟。
I realized I had become alive again in Christ Jesus.
我就觉得哇，我喺主基督耶稣里边活过嚟。
Now I start to go back and ponder of my past.
当我回想我过去嘅以往一生嘅时候。
But as we shared earlier, you know, our life in Christ begins in death.
我哋刚才所分享嘅，我哋嘅生命喺基督里边系从死里边开始。
When he recanted the story of the widow,
当佢述说呢个寡妇嘅故事嘅时候
，I thought about my mom.
我想起我嘅母亲。
That she was weeping for me because I was dead in my transgressions.
佢为我嚟悲哀悲伤，因为我就系死在罪恶过犯当中。
In my past, I thought I wasn't a good son.
喺我以前。嘅過去，我想諗自己係一個非常惡劣嘅孩子。
And she mourned for me.
佢為我嘅境況而悲哀。
She wanted me to be better.
我母親盼望我能夠做好啲。
And so when he related that story, I just thought, wow, when the Lord touched me, you know, back then when I first came to this worship.
当弟兄讲呢个故事嘅时候，我就想我自己嘅过往主就系咁样喺我嘅境况嘅时候嚟摸我的棺材。
That I was able to start a new life in Christ Jesus.
我就从嗰一点开始，嗰刻开始就起嚟。
Now I share this with you, not because this is what I learned at the conference.
我咁樣同你哋分享，唔單止因為我係學到呢一點喺特會當中。
But this is a very joyous moment in all of our lives when we become saved.
啊，但係我就想起當主嚟摸我哋嘅生命嘅時候，我哋得救嘅時候，啊，實在喺我哋生命當中充滿咗喜樂。
And it's not something that we should just ponder every so often.
唔係單單只我哋要間唔中就嚟諗一諗。
But it's a moment in our lives when Christ entered in and we could become new.
啊，但係呢一刻就係主嚟到嘅時候，使我哋活過嚟嘅嗰一刻。
Now, our brother shared at the very, very beginning, he said, you know, this is for Christians.
啊，並且弟兄提到呢一啲嘅經歷係為著基督徒嘅。
So I could relate, I could understand, because now that I am Christ Jesus, I could celebrate what He did for me.
我能夠明白，因為我而家已經喺基督裏邊，我能夠嚟歡呼喜樂。
And that is by grace.
呢一個係靠著，完全靠著恩典。
You know, this son who was lying there dead.
呢個獨生子躺咗喺棺材嗰度死咗。
He was dead. He could not speak.
佢係食一條死屍，係唔能夠講説話嘅。
But Christ came and touched his coffin.
但係基督嚟到摸佢嘅棺材
，and made him alive，
使到佢活過嚟。
So today I share with you that I am alive in Christ Jesus.
今日我願意喺度分享，我已經喺基督裏邊活過嚟。
I don't think about the past.
我唔想起。想一直係想過往嘅過去。
But I press forward, and I think about what lies ahead.
但係我係忘記背後，努力面前，向著標竿直跑。
Now, my mom, she wasn't a Christian then.
啊，當以往我媽咪嗰陣時係並非係基督徒。
But and he said this message is for Christians, right?
啊，這個弟兄就話這個交通係為著基督徒。
So the second portion was compassion.
啊，第二點就係講到主嘅憐憫。
And you know, I prayed for many, many years that my parents would come to know their salvation.
我為著我嘅父母禱告咗好多年。
And he gave us
為佢哋得救。
And he gave us the second parable of Jairus.
啊，佢就講到第二個交託復活嘅見證，就講到艾露嘅女兒。
And it talked also about the woman who was sick, who touched the hem of his cloak.
並且依一位患咗血瘤十二年，摸著耶穌嘅碎子個一位女人。
And he shared with us how sensitive the Lord was.
佢就交通到，哇！耶穌原來係咁能夠，係咁敏鋭，能夠體貼我哋嘅一位。
Yeah, that someone who could touch that. He used the analogy of if you wore a bathrobe and someone touched the hem of your bathrobe, could you feel it?
佢就交通到，如果你著一個嗰個嘅睡袍或者沖涼嘅嗰啲嘅袍浴袍，如果人摸一摸你個浴袍嘅邊邊嗰度，你感唔感覺到啊
？So you know, probably not, right？
大部分應該係感覺唔到。
But he felt that someone had touched his hem, and he asked, "Who touched my hem？"
但係當個女人咁樣摸耶穌嘅碎子嘅時候，耶穌係感覺到，佢話邊個摸我嘅碎子？
Now, my folks came to salvation years later.
我嘅父母跟住接落嚟就信咗主。
And he spoke about imperfect faith.
這個弟兄就講到我哋唔完全嘅依個嘅信心。
And you know, could I say that I had perfect faith before my Lord?
我能唔能夠喺主面前講話我有完全嘅信心呢？
You know, but he said, our brother shared that even in perfect faith, how much or how little we had.
但係主啊，依個弟兄就咁樣講，我哋依個唔完全嘅信心係爭好多，又或爭好少嘅依個信心。
that our Lord considers that faith.
但係主因著呢個唔完全嘅信心，佢都嚟接納。
And you know, I just praise God.
讚美神。
That my faith in Him could bring my parents to know the Lord.
因著呢一點嘅信心，我咁樣禱告，主就應允就救咗我嘅父母。
And that is compassion towards me.
呢個係主嘅憐憫，對著我嘅憐憫。
Is so sensitive.
佢實在係非常之嘅敏鋭嚟體貼我。
Now again, I share these things because it made me, you know, earlier our younger brother shared, you know, that you know he didn't read the word the last couple of weeks and he didn't pray the last couple of weeks.
剛才有弟兄話啊，我冇我冇親近神，直至到好問啦，特會嚟啦，咁我先至讀聖經禱告。
You know, to be honest, we all find ourselves in that same situation and circumstance.
好實在坦白，我哋好多弟兄姊妹都係落喺咁嘅情況當中嘅。
And probably not every so often, but probably many, many times over.
啊，並且係會重複嘅。
But our Lord is faithful.
但係主係信實嘅。
Even when we're not,
當我哋落喺咁嘅情況當中
，our imperfect faith, He feels them.
我哋依一個唔完全嘅信心
，and He knows them.
佢係知道嘅。
Now, the last part is kind of short because it's, you know what? Because of that He was able to restore me.
最後一部分就係因著主能夠嚟將我嚟挽回過嚟。
That He was able to redeem me.
佢將我救贖過嚟。
And our brother shared that this redemptive power is not just for us.
弟兄就交通到呢個救贖嘅大能唔單止係為著我哋個人嘅。
But all those around us,
我哋周圍身邊嘅人
will be affected by it.
係會因著呢個救贖而對佢哋發生果效。
And this is just the very first day's message. There's so much in this conference that spoke to not just me, but I think all of us.
唔單止係第一日嘅信息，並且唔單止係對我嚟説話，對許多弟兄姊妹都係説話。
But I just want to share with brothers and sisters that just a little bit, this one message, first thing, the first day.
第一日嘅信息，我特別要提一提。
Have brought about all this in me. That I could share with brothers and sisters.
就啟發咗我裏邊好多嘅感受，就願意嚟分享出嚟。
And there's an excitement in my heart.
喺我裏邊並且係覺得係好興奮嘅。
Because this brother was so real.
因為依個弟兄實在係好真誠。
That he experienced so much in life.
佢喺生命當中實在經歷住。
Good and bad.
順境並且逆境。
But in everything, he saw the Lord.
但喺所有過程當中，佢見到主。
And I would hope that all of us here who are able to really hear God's word.
我哋願意，我哋在座所有當中能夠聽見主。主嘅話。
Can in a very simple way.
能夠好簡單嘅。
Give it back to the Lord.
向主嚟到回應。
I don't think the Lord expects that we all can be eloquent on the pulpit.
唔相信主係要我哋每人都能夠去站講台。
But we can be those who would serve Him, listening to His word.
但係願意，佢係願意我哋嚟聽得見佢嘅聲音。
Taking care of brothers and sisters in the worship.
去回應去。愛照顧旁邊嘅弟兄姊妹。
Serving in the various ministries of this household.
願意喺神嘅家中嚟按著我哋有嘅嚟侍奉。
Serving each other.
侍奉彼此侍奉。
You know, we are all broken before the Lord.
我哋喺主面前係破碎嘅。
But the Lord wants us to be built up together in Him.
但主願意喺我哋喺佢裏面嚟被建立起嚟。
So this morning I just want to give all the glory back to Him.
早上願意將所有嘅榮耀歸俾主。
I'd like to follow up brothers sharing.
会跟着弟兄嘅交通。
In the last 40 days, I had a chance to go to two conferences.
喺过去40日，我有两个机会去两个特会。
We know 40 is a number of testing.
我哋晓得40系一个受试炼嘅一个数字。
I'd like to share 5 points.
我愿意同弟兄姊妹分享五点。
The first point is sovereignty.
第一点系主系掌权嘅。
Second point is truth.
第二点系真理。
The third point is opportunity.
第三点系机会。
The fourth point is now.
第四点系现在。
And the last point is eternity.
最后一点系永远。
Sovereignty. The first conference I had opportunity to go at the end of November, at the beginning of December, was not an easy time for me.
咁第一個特會喺十一月尾、十二月初，我參加特會嗰一段嘅時期，係唔係一段容易嘅時期。
I've been quite busy at work.
喺工作上面好繁忙。
It was not easy to have the time away.
亦都唔容易可以攞到假。
But the Lord had made the arrangements.
但係主係就係咁樣為我預備。
And I remember in the past, as I think some of the young people I hear, this is the way they express. They really look forward to a conference or like the winter conference we just had.
咁我聽到年輕人都都咁樣講，佢哋過去都好期待唔同嘅特會嘅來臨嘅，好似好期待今次嘅冬令會一樣。
Certainly, I believe the Lord speaks through the servants at the conferences and the fellowship that we have.
當然曉得主係藉住服侍嘅弟兄你去向我哋説話。
But I think part of their excitement is that they get to see their friends and spend some time with their friends, perhaps some that they don't usually have time to spend with too much.
但係我相信佢哋有另外一個理由，就係可以喺特會裏面去見佢哋嘅朋友，同埋一啲好耐都冇見嘅朋友。
And another thought that I used to have for the conferences is that I expect to go to these conferences to expect the Lord to do a miracle.
咁另外一個對於特會嘅期待就係我期待主喺呢啲特會裏面作一啲奇蹟。
Perhaps we are in a condition, as our brother shared earlier, we're not really high with the Lord, or perhaps even low, and we expect to go to these conferences, and the Lord will miraculously just turn it on for us, and we come back and we're forever changed. It's like a makeover.
或者好似頭先弟兄同我哋交通我哋嘅靈命可能喺低點我哋就期待去呢啲特會期待主喺奇蹟裏面去使我哋復興我哋就永遠嘅去能夠去為主嚟去火熱。
And from that time on, we'll be totally changed. Never the same.
去完特會之後，我哋就永遠就得到改變永遠唔再係從前咁樣啦。
And we all, I believe, realize that's not the case.
但我哋當然曉得都唔係咁樣嘅。
We perhaps we be very zealous for the Lord for a week, for a month, or even for a quite long period of time, and then we go back, we come back down a little bit back to, sadly, to reality. If we were to use it in a negative way.
或者我哋係為主火熱一個禮拜、一個月或者維持一段時間，但係最後都係翻嚟到現實當中就係落翻去呢一個低點。
And of course, I was greatly encouraged as well with these two opportunities in November and December and at the winter conference.
咁當然我實在係被呢兩次去特會嘅機會係大大嘅得到鼓勵。
From the words that were shared from the fellowship and even from the sharing afterwards.
係從講台上面嘅信息同埋同弟兄姊妹嘅交通同埋係特會之後唔同嘅交通，我有好都有好大嘅得著。
I thought to myself, I go, wow, it's wonderful how these brethren share after the conference, especially just as we shared today. I heard some of the sharings. I was very encouraged how the Lord was working andwork through was working in these lives of these brethren, and I was wondering about myself. What about me?
咁我就見到主係藉住呢啲特會喺其他弟兄裏面作咗好大嘅工作。咁我就問主，咁喺我身上邊咧？
Well, perhaps it might be a question like our sister Queenie asked. well, is it because there's something I'm not willing to lay down? That's why it seems like there's not that type of work upon me after the conferences.
或者係咪好似頭先 Queenie 姊妹咁樣講，我係咪有啲咩冇願意係代付呢個代價，所以主唔能夠喺我身上作工咧？
But I must say it's just by the sovereignty of the Lord.
但係我一定要講，一定係完全係靠著主嗰個嘅主權。
The words our brother Ed shared and Stephanie used earlier is the Lord knows exactly where we are and how we are to take us to where He wants us to be.
用頭先Stephanie 姊妹同埋 Ed 弟兄所交通，主係曉得我哋係喺咩嘅地步上面，佢亦都曉得佢要用啲咩作喺我哋身上面，帶我哋到我哋應該在嗰個地位。
Because He is sovereign.
因為佢係掌權嘅。
So I think perhaps it's sometimes at this time for me anyway, there wasn't any particular dramatic or drastic change or thoughts that it seems the Lord has impressed upon me as I heard some of my brothers share, but I know the Lord knows exactly where I am and how I am and how He's leading me. Sometimes it doesn't have to be very dramatic, but it's steady.
所以即使我現在我的轉變可能沒有好像我聽到弟兄的交通有很大戲劇性的轉變，但是主是掌權的，他曉得我在哪一道，他亦都曉得他要作什麼工在我身上。
Another matter of the sovereignty of the Lord just was how He brought me, as I mentioned earlier, to attend a conference a month ago.
另一點就是講到主怎樣帶領我去之前嗰一個特會。
In that example I shared during the conference was that it was the integrity of the Lord.
喺呢個特會嗰度，我喺嗰個特會亦都交通到係講到主嗰個純正。
And that has to do with the second point, which is truth.
呢一度係關到我要交通嘅第二點，就係真理。
I think there is integrity in truth.
我實在相信喺主裏面有嗰個純正同埋有真理。
Of course, our brother shared with us about the truth during the winter conference, the spirit of truth.
弟兄喺冬令會亦都交通到有真理嘅靈，亦都有真理。
And there is truth is absolute.
真理是絕對的。
You remember our brother shared 1 plus 1 is 2. There's just no debate about it. There's no other point about it. 1 plus 1 is 2. That's the truth.
弟兄在交通到1加1就等於2，沒有人可以在這一點裡面辯論。
I believe there's also integrity in truth, and that is a work that the Lord is reminding me recently.
我實在相信在真理裏面就有這個純正，這個是主最近是來去提醒我的。
In all things, as how the Lord led me to the conference, even in my workplace, and in all aspects of my life, all things have to be done with integrity.
在我生活一切的事上，無論是工作上面，他怎樣帶領我去這個特會，所有的事情都要在純正上面來做的。
And just to use a recent example at work, there was a client who recently made this comment.
我用在工作上面舉一個例子，我有一個客最近就作了一個這樣的意見。
It wasn't a negative comment, but it was just a comment that gave me some thought.
唔係一個負面嘅一啲嘅投訴，但係佢所講嘅話就俾我想起一啲嘢。
So we were speaking about a service, a service that she may need.
咁我哋就傾緊佢可能需要一啲嘅服務。
And so as I was explaining to her the benefits of it, and she made a comment, "Oh, you're quite a banker."
咁我就同佢講呢一個服務有啲咩處嘅時候，咁佢就好快嘅講一句，你一個好好嘅銀行家。
I work at a bank for those who may not be familiar. So she said, "Oh, you're quite a banker," meaning that you in a sense where you're a good salesman. You're trying to explained this service to me, and you did a good job, and you know, explaining. So you're quite a banker, quite a salesman, so to speak.
啊，咁我自己工作係喺銀行裏面做嘅。咁佢咁樣去講，你一個好嘅銀行家嘅意思就係你好曉得去賣一啲嘢，好得去裝飾一啲嘢嚟去賣廣告。
So I just thought of this point about at that time, of course, I wasn't at the conference yet, the brother to share on truth, but just the integrity part. So, you know, I wasn't trying to sell her something to go over anything, but it was just that, that comment just made me recall that we need to do all things with integrity.
啊，咁啊，咁誒嗰陣時特會都未開始，都冇未講到呢個真理，但係佢咁樣講就提醒我無論我作啲乜嘢，講啲乜嘢，都要喺呢個純正嘅真理上面嚟去作。
And the next point, opportunity.
啊，下一點就係機會。
During the conference in the East Coast, our brother Kong shared.
喺呢一個東令喺呢個東岸嘅特會裏面，江弟兄就咁樣交通。
And Brother Gawen Sun referred to it as well in one of his messages at the beginning of his third message.
孫弟兄亦都喺佢第三堂嘅信息之前開頭嘅時候嚟去咁交通。
He mentioned that in the recent messages, our brother has been constantly sharing a reminder for us about the Lord's return.
佢喺度交通道喺最近江弟兄所講嘅信息上面佢都不斷提醒我哋主再來呢個事實。
And our brother constantly remind us, are you ready?
弟兄就咁樣去提醒我哋你預備好未呢？
Of course, our brother said that, well, he wouldn't be brave enough to speak as Brother Kong to say, are you ready? He would at least include himself and say, are we ready?
咁孫弟兄都講佢冇江弟兄咁大膽講你預備好未？佢會將自己去包括喺裡面，我哋預備好未呢？
Of course, I mentioned this point in one of my sharings before that,Even for our brother, Brother Kong, when he is speaking on this message, seemingly for quite some time, because this is our brother Sun mentioned, his basis is not on circumstances, but on the reality. So when our brother asks, if you're ready, I would think if our brother is asking such a question in his condition, if he is not ready, then I am that much more not ready.
咁當然孫弟兄都講到江弟兄佢咁樣問佢咁樣嘅看見主再來唔係因著周圍環境，卻係因著主嘅話咁當我去咁思想嘅時候若果江弟兄喺佢現在嘅屬靈光景上係咁樣去問我哋預備好嘅未嘅時候我就去問自己我係咪更加唔預備好呢？
And so that leads to opportunity.
所以呢一度就帶嚟機會呢一點。
Because our Lord has so much compassion for us, He is still giving us opportunity to be ready.
因為主係向我哋有何等嘅憐憫，佢仍然俾機會我哋去預備。
So if the Lord continues to tarry to give us more opportunity, may we grab hold of that in this new year.
若果主係延遲，仍然俾我哋有機會嘅，願意我哋找緊呢個機會喺新一年。
As we shared earlier, our brother mentioned about reading his word.
頭先弟兄交通到我哋去讀主嘅話。
Or even in service in the church.
或者喺教會裡面嘅服事上面。
Those are all opportunities.
呢啲全部都係機會。
And that leads me to the next point about now.
呢個機會就帶到下一點就係現在。
Now is the time.
現在就係呢一個時候。
Our brother prayed this morning and he said, if it's ever a time that we love the Lord, now is the time.
今日有弟兄喺咁樣祈禱就係若果係有一個時間係要愛主，現在就係呢個時間。
And now is the time to love the Lord, to serve the Lord.
現在就係嗰個要服侍主去愛主嗰個時候。
Now is the time to grab hold of each and every opportunity.
現在就係要找緊每一個機會嚟去服侍主。
Because the days are short.The days are evil, we have to redeem the time.
因為呢個世界係現今嘅世代邪惡嘅，我哋要去愛惜光陰。
So that is now.
所以呢個就係現在呢一點。
And our sister mentioned earlier, there is a price that we have to pay.
Are we
willing to only have the Lord draw us, constrain us with His love?
我哋係咪只係話讓主嘅愛嚟去找住我哋咧？
Our brother shared with us about the grace of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord, and how He touched us. That is all His love.
弟兄交通到主嘅恩典、主嘅憐憫、主嗰個嘅觸摸，呢啲都係主嗰個愛。
So no matter what our reason being, or if I say excuses being, convenience or comfort.
所以無論我哋嗰個藉口係啲咩，或者無論係我哋嘅嗰個嘅舒適，或者嗰個嘅。There
are many reasons that we can come with, but I just use these two words, convenience and comfort.
但係我哋實在有可以用好多嘅藉口，但係我只係舉兩個例子，就係方便同埋舒適。
Those two things really is a hindrance for us to come before the Lord.
呢一兩個藉口實在係阻礙我哋嚟到主面前嘅好大嘅藉口。
I'm comfortable in bed. There's no reason for me to get up earlier.
我喺床上面好舒適，我冇需要一早起身嚟到聚會。
It's not a convenient time now.
而家唔係一個方便嘅時候。
If we were to grab hold of the opportunity.
若果我係要找緊呢個機會。
To spend time with the Lord, to serve the Lord.
去花時間喺主上面，同佢去服侍主。
We have to get over many things, but of two is this matter of convenience and comfort.
我哋實在要去解決好多嘅藉口，頭兩件就係呢個方便同埋舒適。And
may the only the love of the Lord constrain us.
實在願意主嘅愛係唯一抓住我哋心裏面嘅。
And so lastly, this word of eternity.
最後，呢一點就係關乎到永遠。
If anyone had noticed the words that I use spelled out a word.
若果大家曉得，我頭先講嗰五點都係組成一個字嘅。
It spells the word stone.
就係講到石頭，英文石頭呢一個字。
Our brother shared with us at the winter conference the third point he shared.
弟兄喺。 東令會嗰度同我哋交通。
Brother Sun share with us. If you forget everything he shared, you remember these three points.
孫弟兄同我哋交通，若果你唔記得佢交通嘅嘢，你要記得呢三點。
Do we remember the first point?
你記唔記得第一點係咩咧？
Brother Godwin Sun, three points he shared. Remember these three points.
係孫弟兄嗰三點。
Okay, I just take it that we're Chinese and don't speak instead that we do know though. The first point is that is the work of the Lord within us. It's a rich, abundant life within us.
第一點就係主裏面嘅生命喺我哋裏面，要活一個豐盛嘅生命。
And the second point is He is to bring in the reality. Our life has to be real.
第二點就係我哋要活喺一個實際裏面。And
the third point is a healthy church life.
第三點就係一個健康嘅喺身體裏面嘅生活。So
that leads to my point about stone.
咁呢一度就帶到我關乎石頭石呢一點。Because
we're all living stones being built together.
因為我哋都係活石被建立起嚟嘅。So
all the things that we have shared about taking hold of the opportunity or loving the Lord now, those are individual that we have to love the Lord.
所以頭先所交通嘅要愛主，要去找緊個機會，呢啲都係個人嘅。But
also together, we're being built together as a habitation of God by the Spirit.
但係我哋喺呢個身體裏面，我哋係一同嘅被建立，我哋要係作主嗰個嘅居所。So
may we all encourage one another to simply obey the Holy Spirit in His guidings individually.
所以我哋願意都喺主面前去學習去跟從聖靈嘅帶領。
And also encourage one another as we're not only ready for the Lord individually, but corporately May we be ready to meet the Lord when He returns.
實在係鼓勵弟兄姊妹，我哋唔單止係個人嘅預備好見主，亦都喺身體裏面互相嘅一同嘅嚟去預備。
That we can welcome Him with gladness and joy.
使我哋能夠用喜樂同埋用喜樂嚟去迎見我哋嘅主。
And my sharing.
我嘅交通就停喺呢度。
So, for the past few years now, I feel like our family has been struggling, in terms of coming to bread breaking on time.
在過去的幾年當中，我覺得我自己的家庭呢，在尼麥餅聚會的準時這個事上呢，是非常缺欠。
And we have many excuses and many reasons.And some pretty good ones too.
有許多嘅理由，並且非常之好嘅理由。
But it doesn't matter because the fact of the matter is we are late.
但係並唔緊要，因為遲就係遲。
And brothers and sisters, in their encouragement and in their concern and love, would often say sometimes at the end of bread breaking, "Oh, brothers and sisters."You know, please come on time, and you know, we have an extra hour of sleep, so please come on time, and do you see the value of the Lord, and do you see the worth of the Lord, and it's all encouragement.
弟兄姊妹對我們的愛，他就在愛中來向我們勸勉，我們要早點來啦，現在下令時間改過來啦，多一個鐘頭，早點來啦。
And then the next Sunday, there would be more people here, at 9 o'clock.
咁下一個禮拜呢，就主日呢，就會多一啲嘅弟兄姊妹準時。
And including our family because of the announcement the week before.
並包括我自己嘅家庭在內，因為上個禮拜嘅提醒。
But in the weeks after that,we would find our family slowly slipping into the same bad habit, the convenience or comfort, as our brother just said.
咁跟住落嚟嗰啲主日咧，就好似我哋弟兄剛才所講嘅，我哋自己為著自己嘅舒服或者方便，咁就會慢慢咁樣又遲啦。
And it's not that we feel nonchalant about being late. In fact, I hate being late. I feel really bad.
其實我對自己嘅遲到係非常之唔覺得唔應該嘅。
But somehow, we just couldn't do it. We just couldn't get out of the house early enough.
係唔知點解就好遲先至出揸車開車喺屋企開車嚟。
And then we would have some talks within our family, and we say, okay, next Sunday, we have to get up at X time, and we have to get out, and don't eat breakfast, just go, get in the car.
咁我就會同家人講，下個禮拜一定要準時，我哋要幾點起身，甚至唔食早餐都要趕到嚟。
And that would last maybe a few weeks.
因着呢個咁樣嘅講一講呢，就之後幾個禮拜都好轉咗。
And then back to the same bad habit.
跟住之後又落返去以前嘅壞習慣當中。
9:05 becomes 9:10. 9:10 becomes 9:15.
9:05就去到9:10, 9:10去到9:15.
And I believe this is the path of corruption.
我相信呢一個就係去corruption, 敗壞腐敗嘅呢一條路。
This is an example of this path of corruption in our family.
呢一個就喺我家庭當中敗壞嘅腐敗嘅一條道路。
Seems like not a big deal, but it is a big deal.
喺外邊睇嚟唔覺得係一件大件事情，但係實在嚟係一件大事情。
Because it shows forth what's in our heart.
但係因為呢個係表明喺我哋心裏邊嘅係乜嘢。
And at the conference,I really thank the Lord because He touched not only my coffin, but Ricky's coffin.
喺特會當中，我就好感謝主，因為佢唔單止嚟摸我自己嘅棺材，並且去摸我丈夫 Ricky 嘅棺材。
And at one of the dinners, he and I said, "Oh, we need to talk. We need to talk with Annalise."
喺特會當中晚餐嘅一個時候， Ricky 就同咁樣同我講，我哋要同我嘅女兒 Annalise 講一講。
And that evening, we had some good fellowship, just the three of us.
喺嗰個晚上，我哋三個人就有美好嘅交通。
We said to her, "Mommy and Daddy are wrong."
我 同 Ricky 就咁同阿Annalise講話，我同埋我哋兩個係唔啱嘅。
Mommy and Daddy did not put the Lord first.
媽咪 同 Daddy 冇將主擺喺第一位。
Even though most of the time it was because she couldn't get up.
甚至其實好多嘅時候，因為係女兒起唔到身。
But don't tell her that.
但係請唔好咁樣講俾佢聽。
But still, we are to be the example as shared in the testimonies in the afternoon.
但係其實我哋應該就係作美好嘅榜樣，好似特會下午時候嘅交通一樣。
We're reminded of that verse in Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
好似係約書亞記咁樣講，指我同埋我嘅家，我哋必定係侍奉神嘅。
What does that really mean?
呢一句經節點樣嚟解釋呢？
Is it just a nice sounding verse?
係咪一句掛喺口頭上好聽嘅經節呢？
We shared that night in amongst the three of us that we need to learn to live this out. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
喺嗰一晚，我哋三個就咁樣講，我哋一齊需要，至於我同埋我哋嘅一家，我哋必定要侍奉神。
And so only the Lord can touch this coffin and cause us to move forward.
只有主係能夠咁樣嚟摸我哋呢一個嘅棺材，使到我哋能夠起嚟向前行。
And only the Lord can give us this excitement to get up.
只有主能夠使我哋裏面被挑旺起嚟，活過嚟。
And be giddy, as our brother Ed Miller said.
向着主嚟火热，好似Ed Miller弟兄对我哋咁样讲。
For the first time in a long time, Ricky parked out in front.
喺过往里面都冇做嘅，但系我哋开始已经Ricky就已经咁样做，就系将个车泊喺屋嘅前面。
In front today.
就早嚟泊喺聚会嘅地方嘅前面。
It's by the grace of God.
系。 靠著主嘅恩典。
And even as we woke up this morning in the car, we said, "Thank you, Lord, for getting us up. Thank you, Lord, for getting us out the door. Thank you, Lord."
並且今天早上開車嚟嘅時候，我哋喺車裏邊就話：，感謝主，感謝主使我哋早起嚟。
And the other thing I wanted to share was, I really enjoy the winter conference, and I felt like the Lord really gave me peace and joy.
另一點我想分享嘅就係，哇，好感謝主俾我喺特會裏面，實在因著呢個特會，使到我裏面滿有平安，滿有喜樂。
And I was so encouraged to move forward and pursue and grow in this life.
我就在裏面非常之受鼓勵。 願意喺呢一條道路、呢個生命上面繼續嚟成長。
And I think many of us felt the same.
我覺得係所有許多弟兄姊妹都有呢個同感。
But then on Tuesday, I go back to work.
但係當我星期二剛上班嘅時候，
And I felt so discouraged already.
我又已經立刻嘅覺得非常之嘅 discouraged， 沮喪。
The demands were more demanding.
實在因著工作許多嘅壓力需要做嘅嘢。
People were more grouchy. They wanted things sooner. They wanted things now.
所有客人都好demanding，要求好多嘅要求，所有嘢都要係琴日就應該俾佢啦。
And even though people ask, "Oh, how was your holiday break?" They really didn't care. They just wanted the work done.
好多人開頭都會咁樣講，哦，你嘅過往嘅假期點樣啊？其實佢就問一問你，就要你幫佢做啲嘢，做多啲嘢。
And I just felt so discouraged. My January is already so busy work-wise.
我就非常因著工作一月開始就咁多嘢做，就覺得有點沮喪。
But I knew right then the enemy was trying to take away this joy and peace.
我就知道，原來係神嘅仇敵喺度嚟嘗試想偷去 我里面的平安和喜乐。
And I rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus.
我就在主的名当中来斥责这个仇敌。
Do not take away this joy.
不让他来拿去这个我里面主里面的喜乐。
I really felt the warfare right already.
我就在那里立刻的经历这个属灵的征战。
And it's a reminder, I need to be alert.
这一个就是里面的提醒，我需要里面来警醒。
For if I am not, this world shall overtake me.
哦，如果我不警醒的时候，这个世界就来胜过我。
So I just want to encourage myself and each other. Let us be alert and hold on to the things of the Lord. Hold on to the Lord as tightly as you can, because if you don't, the enemy will snatch it away, and he'll snatch it away right then and there.
愿意彼此嘅喺度提醒鼓励弟兄姊妹，要嚟主嘅事情，主对我哋俾我哋嘅，我哋要紧紧嘅抓住。若果唔系，仇敌就好快嘅，立刻嘅要嚟拿去。
So even now, I was a little bit hesitating to share.
啊，甚至系而家我都有少少唔系好。愿意有愿意分享，仲有少少嘅保留。
Because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh no, what if we don't come on time next Sunday?
啊，因为我脑里面想如果我下个礼拜迟嚟，咁点咧？
Will other people be talking about me or asking us more questions?
啊，好多弟兄姊妹可能会对我有会嚟跟我嚟谈话，讲多啲嘅嘢。
But you know what? I can just say, by the grace of God.
但是愿意这样讲，靠着主的恩典。
We look to him.
我们。
He will do his work.
眼睛是望着他，他会成全。